we had signed an exclusive contract with them that I knew could be broken because it was made under duress. We were getting ready for a television appearance on the scene. And just before we were to get into the vehicles and drive downtown to WGPR on Jefferson, Jack Tankian waved these contracts under our noses. And I said, okay, excuse us, we're going to talk amongst ourselves. And those guys said, look at this, no, they're only going to give us pennies on the dollar. I said, guys, let's sign it. And we go on TV and hopefully we make a big splash. And if we get the record deal and push comes to shove, I can get us out of this contract. I want all of you to remember what happened here, that he gave us this contract and said, you sign this or you don't go on television. That is called duress. You're on duress? I said, yes. Either you do this or something won't happen. It's duress. It's illegal. Just remember this. Okay? Now let's sign it. Shut up. Pretend like we're dumb. Let's just do it. It was an exclusive contract to them. In other words, the money would come from the record company to them, and they could pay us whatever they wanted. Now we're fast forward to June 78 in Jack's office, and Terry's going through, look at this. Look at this. He's pulling letters out from the record companies that we're not out and out rejections. We like what you sent us, but the obvious problem is there's nothing to guarantee the appearance of the band to support a record album, you know, because it's rock music and it's not going to push itself. You have to go out and play and get people to want to buy it, get people, program directors, to want to play it on the airwaves and that sort of thing, by creating a street buzz. And they have seen it all at the record labels, and they realized that the first time these guys stiffed us, we would hit the bricks because we weren't signed to them. And so they weren't complete rejection notices. They were just telling them, we need to have wedding signatures by the band members as well for this to go through. There was a letter in there from Malcolm McLaren, who had managed the New York Dolls and the Sex Pistols, asking them if he could buy them out and have us, and he would run us. I have no idea what his business ethics were, so who knows how that would have turned out. And we realized, this is it, guys. It's all right there. Now we've taken their temperature and we know where they're at. There's no reason to carry on with this.